We think of Yorktown as the place where the United States secured its independence. However, this battle, over three decades later, kept the young nation from losing the freedoms for which it had fought. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Production Services. Always read and follow label directions.
It's known as Chalmette Battlefield, but perhaps you know it by the city next to it.
This is the location of the Battle of New Orleans, the last major battle of the War of 1812.
While it's not the birthplace of the nation, Patricia Corral says it may just be another beginning in the nation's history.
A lot of historians feel that this is the location of the birthplace of the American identity because of the way that the American forces came together and defended the city of New Orleans.
Patricia says it's important to remember this is 1814, and the city was far different than what we see today.
At that time, when this battle was about to happen in 1814, the city of New Orleans was a pretty new American city. It had been American for less than 20 years, and the city was made up of a lot of different people.
And those people came from many different countries, speaking a variety of languages. That fact had a big impact on the battle that would be fought here.
Many of them were loyal to other nations and not so much to the United States of America. The city was in a little bit of turmoil regarding whether they would stand with the American troops.
If there were doubts, one man set about to shore up support for the young nation.
Andrew Jackson came to town in 1814 at the beginning of December and rallied up local support.
The battle made Jackson well known, and we'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.